The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
Hallelujah.
In the strangest mood, laying me on her tender laps, she gave me kisses and gentle taps. Through my very troublesome childhood, she taught me much to prepare me for adulthood. And this thing she used to say, be the very best while you may. She brought me up in the ways of the Lord. She made it fun. I never got bored. She'd always say, never give the devil a ride, because he'd always like to drive. My tears and laughter, in them she shared. I was simply amazed at how much she cared. I've always known that words can kill, but not her words. They sure did heal. Day by day, my thoughts I gather, and I always think of my mother. Among all mothers, she's the first. Oh yes, in her is the very best. So on this precious, joyous day, in the lovely month of May. As I sit and gaze at the clouds, I can't help but shout out loud. I'll forever love my mother. She's the greatest gift ever. Yeah, yeah. I remember mama. Oh, oh. I remember mama in a happy way. Happy way. So do you remember your mama?
I remember mama
in a happy way.
Happy.
By you and wish the lady happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Have a hug. Everybody should walk out of a chair and hug seven ladies and wish them happy Mother's Day. Seven ladies. Come on, come on.
In a happy way.
But it was more than others had. It had a lot of love way down, deep down. Oh, oh, oh.
I remember mama in a happy way.
I remember mama
in a happy
Hello.
Way.
Hello, what's that? I think we can cut the cake now with the mothers. Can we have the cake? The cake, is that ready? Come on, sing it. Keep on singing.
In a happy way.
Everybody has a mother. Sing it.
I remember mama.
I remember mama. In a happy way.
We went to school with holes in our shoes.
Went to school with holes in our shoes.
We didn't have much.
But
the Lord saw us through. Mama kept a family together.
I remember mama in a happy way.
will give them a say. The people are depending on you, baby. Don't you let them down. But it was more than others had. Oh, it had a lot of love way down, deep down. Oh, oh, oh. I remember Mama in a happy way.
Everybody sing it.
I remember Mama. I remember Mama in a happy way. Holes in our shoes. We didn't have much, but the Lord saw us through. Mama kept a family together.
Well, we have a Happy Mother's Day cake here, and I'm wondering who would cut the cake, because if we call all the ladies here, there'll be confusion, because every lady is either a mother or potential mother. Somebody say amen. And so I think we are going to choose all ladies above 50 to join me here. Just to limit the crowd. So if you're, pardon? This one, it is correct. I can't be wrong. So if you're a lady and above 50, please come and join us here and cut it on behalf of all the ladies. Come on, I remember. Come on.
I remember Mama in a happy way.
I remember Mama
in a happy way.
Come on, sing it. I'm waiting for you. I'm about 50.
Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear Mama say,
come on.
People are depending on you. Don't you let them down. I remember Mama in a happy way.
I think if you can stretch your hand and touch Auntie B or touch the cake, those of you close by, all right, just touch them. Can you come behind? Go behind so that they can get everybody, right? They are cutting the cake on behalf of your mother. Do you have a mother? Do you ever have a mother? Church, I said, do you have a mother? So these represent the mother that God blessed us with. And remember our mothers in a happy way. So they cut this cake in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come on.
Oh,
thank you,
Mama. I remember Mama in a happy way.
Thank you for all the wonderful mothers you blessed us with. Thank you that it pleased you to give us a mother that you gave us. And today, Some of us mothers are alive. Some mothers have passed on. But we all remember our mothers in a happy way. We thank you for the blessing of mothers. And now, Lord, I pray for all the women in this church. For all the time they knelt on their knees to pray. For all the tears they've shed. May you answer their prayer. May you bless their lives. May they be women of honor and women of virtue. In the name of Jesus, let their lives become brighter than ever. Favor them and bless them and help them. Let them make a difference in their society. We bless every woman in this church, every lady in this church. May you do great things for them and honor them mightily and let your favor rest upon them. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Right. So, I just want to read a passage concerning women to us this morning. I've been teaching on prayer, isn't it? But I think that we will wrap it up here. You men in the Bible prayed. Amen. They prayed and prayed and prayed. And God always answered their prayer. Amen. And it's important that we understand that to bring up a child is great. But bring a child to God is greater. Amen. You don't only have to bring up your child, but bring your child to God. This is what Hannah did. Hannah brought her child to God. Many of us only focus on bringing up our children. But Hannah, you know, she spent time, a short time with her beautiful son, Samuel. And, you know, Hannah promised that when she has a child, she's going to bring the child to God. But she kept the child for a few years. I'm sure Hannah was pumping her God into her son. Hallelujah. Preaching and ministering, lay hands on the child. Because Samuel was going to go to church and go out of the house. For this reason, I believe that Samuel was different from Hophni and Phinehas. Because he saw people doing bad things. But Samuel said, no, that's not what my mother taught me. Samuel's mother was able to bring him to God. So much so that as he grew up, he said, "But I'm always grateful to God for my mother who gave me a Bible in 1975. Hallelujah. When I was going to form one, we didn't have much. Hallelujah. But I'm glad that she gave me a Bible. She said, my son, this book will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. I didn't know, I didn't understand. She was not, if you like, a born-again Christian in that sense, but she was religious enough to know that the Bible can make a difference in my life. And I took the Bible. I mean, I had a big, small trunk and a big chop box. The chop box I had didn't have anything in it. So when I went to school and somebody collected my keys, one senior collected my keys, I said, if you knew the keys that you have collected. Because when he saw the size of the chop box, he thought that there would be a lot inside. But there were books, all sort of storybooks, because I used to like reading a lot. So, and there was Shito had small stones in them. What a shock. Are you there? But I'm grateful to God for the words of my mother in 1975. I believe it's either 30th September or thereabout, when I was going to form one, my mother said that this book will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. And since then, I've met Christ. It's been a wonderful journey working with the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm blessed to have her alive. And I remember her in a special way, in a very happy way. Amen. And we always need to be grateful to God for the blessing of what God given us, what the mothers that God has given us. Turn the Bible with me to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs 31. Right. I want to remind you that next week, you know, Tuesday is our bishop's birthday. Or is it tomorrow? Today's date is what? Today's 13th. So tomorrow is bishop's birthday. Wow. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Tomorrow is his birthday. So wherever you are, take a few minutes and pray for him. But Sunday is going to be, if you like, that is the Founders Day. We're going to celebrate. We are going to rejoice. We're going to thank God for his life. We're going to pray for him as a church. We're also doing major outreach evangelism to mark the Founders Day. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Because the Sunday after the birthday is always the Founders Day. And I bless God for a wonderful gift as that. And so you must remember to pray for him and bless God for his life. One of our church members wrote a very beautiful book. It's called The Future and You. It's a book that is very good for especially young people like you. Say amen. I read it and I actually wrote the foreword to the book. It's a very, very practical and directional book. He gave us a number of copies for the youth church and I gave them to the white church people. Very, very instructive, very directional. And I believe that if you get a copy of this, that is Dominic. Is Dominic here? Where is he? Where is Dominic? Where is Dominic? Where is Dominic? Is he here? Yeah, there he stands. There he stands. Give me a clap offering. Beautiful, beautiful book. And I believe that it will be a blessing to you if you can obtain copies and read it and soak it in. It all has very beautiful chapters. And I was very, very impressed and really touched by the directions and by the way the easiness of the writing and the understanding that it brings. So it will be a great blessing to you. Ask your neighbor, do you love reading at all? You in particular? Or you like watching Nigerian movies? You? No, I say ask your neighbor. I don't. Hey, that's you. Susie, good to see you. Amen. Right. Have you found Proverbs chapter 31? Okay. I'm going to preach to you very, very briefly from this passage that we all know about. Amen. Right. I'm trying to. The life is strong. But I'll attempt to. Okay. Proverbs 31. Can we read from verse number 10, if you don't mind? Please join me and can we stand so we can read together, know that you are awake and alive. All right. Ready, go. Hold on. So many young people are sitting down. When I say stand, I mean let's all stand together. Let's all read. Ready, go. Who can find a virtuous woman? For a prize is far above rubies. The heart of a husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. Verse 14. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. 16. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. Everybody read verse number 18. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. That means that doesn't run out of electricity. Let's go on. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. I'll explain that. Let's go on. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivered girdles into the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she rejoices in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. 30. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruits of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Clap your hands for this beautiful passage, and you may be seated. Right, so I'm going to just pick up on two or three of the verses, and then we'll be wrapping up. But I think that reading it alone is a revelation, isn't it? It's just beautiful to see whom the Bible calls a virtuous woman. Amen. Lay your hands on the lady sitting by you and pray that, Lord, may she be a virtuous woman. Pray for the lady. Don't be afraid. Lay your hands. Cast out every devil from her if there's any devil hanging. I'm watching those who are not praying. Cast out every devil. Say, Lord, may she be a virtuous woman. May she be an anointed woman. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still there? Amen. Now, the Bible says so much about women. Beautiful things about women. Amen. And it's important that we look at them and we get our sisters to become what God intends for them to become. Amen. Amen. So let's start very quickly. If you can put the NIV, perhaps, or NASB, whichever it's easy. Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman? Amen. Amen. Virtue means strength. May God make you a strong woman. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen? Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? No. I said, I didn't say NLT, I said NIV or something like that. All right, we have it. If you don't have it, I can find it for you. NSB is also okay. An excellent wife who can find. Her worth is far above jewels. Amen. Now the Bible is making it very clear to us. The reason why this woman is called virtuous, she's virtuous, is because of the various characteristics that we see right here. Amen. Now, verse 11 says that her husband has confidence in her, and he does not lack anything of value. Reverend Louise, as a man, give me three things that are very valuable to you as a man. Number one, it's a white question. Three things that are most valuable to you as a man that you look for in a woman, that you want from a woman. Where is the microphone? Well, somebody give me. Quickly. Run. There's fire on the mountain. Yes. Hello? Yes. Number one.
She must be God-fearing.
Okay. Look at it too. The husband will not lack anything of value. You're not lacking anything.
Okay.
Yes.
Good food to eat in the house.
Good food to eat in the house. Are you hearing? Good food to eat in the house. And then number two?
Good sex.
Hey! Don't you know we are in church? Are you not aware we are in church? What a shock. Oh, you don't know we are in church. Now, Christine, why are you so serious? Are you feeling guilty or something? The man is saying he wants good food. And number two?
Good sex.
Good sex. Which one is priority? Okay, no answer. You can plead the fifth. I'll come back to you.
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth.
Yes.
Okay. I'll come back to you. You keep holding the microphone. The Bible says a husband, are you there? It does not lack anything of value. Of value. Do you think that your man wants to marry you only because of food? You can buy food by the roadside. Yeah. Good food is important. Yes, you can get a houseboat to cook for you. Can get a steward. Ephraim, am I not speaking the truth? Yeah. Some things are very valuable. Susan, very valuable. Hallelujah. Hey, let's carry on. I don't want to stay here for a long time. What do you say? Okay. Verse 12. Verse 12 says what? She does him good. You know, every woman must do your husband good. If God give you a husband, don't maltreat your husband. Am I talking to anybody here? You must do your husband good. Amen. All the days of her life. Amen. Oh, I don't know why some of you ladies are so serious about what you look at. Are you receiving? Sisters, are you receiving? Yes. Akaba ladies, stand up. Akaba ladies, stand up. I say, Akaba ladies, stand up. Look at their kente hair. Look at their kente hair. I didn't read the Bible. Bible said that this virtue, she does her husband what? I didn't hear, get a microphone. She does her husband what? I didn't hear you. Shout it out. So why does some of you are wicked? Some women are wicked. I've been a pastor for a long time. I'm telling you. Hey, a man is married you nicely. And sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes like when a woman wants to get married, the way they will flow and all that, when they marry, bam, like that. When the baby arrives, bam, like that. Then you'll be there. You'll be there like something. He has a name, he has a ring, he has a touch, he has a baby. Case closed. I've been a pastor for almost 30 years. I've officiated maybe close more than 500 weddings. And I know I'm counting so many, and I know what I'm talking about. Some women are wicked. Yes, I'm preaching. Keep looking. I'm preaching to you right where you are. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. They can be nice to everybody else apart from their husband. They can be nice to their pastor. They can be nice to everybody. Hey, praise the Lord. How are you? The way they just say, wow. But go and see them in the house. One lady, her husband went to work, came late. She had made fufu, you know what I'm saying, fufu on the table, covered it. And then there was another bowl covered. So the woman was asleep. When the man saw the fufu, he was very happy. When he opened the next bowl, there was water inside. And the man was saying, where is the soup? Looked around, there was no soup in the house. So the man went to wake his wife up. Please, where's the soup? He said, the money was only enough for fufu. There's water. Eat the fufu and water like that. Wicked, wicked girl. You haven't seen some things. That's why you don't get what I'm saying. May God deliver every woman from wickedness in the name of Jesus. Okay, a couple of ladies, you sit down before you leave the church for me. You can't leave. Say amen. Let me just, there's so many things I need to say, but I'm going to just take a few more and then we close. Say amen. I'm telling every woman here, you must develop it. You have to develop the spirit of being good to your husband. What is important to him? What makes him happy? What is it? I'm going to do my husband good. Good. I'm telling you. Many men are suffering. Today is Mother's Day. When is Father's Day? I preach to the fathers. Say amen. Remind me when it's Father's Day so I don't preach on prayer. Hello. Verse number 13. It says, she looks for the wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. Verse 14. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from far. Now, all that he's saying here is that the virtuous woman is hard working. Amen. She's what? She's what? Jen, are you understanding what I'm saying? Bible says she is hard. She goes far and buys things. When you go to, Ghana, I think that many women work very hard. When you travel, you go to Techiman, they go and bring fish, and they work very, very, very hard. Many women, but not all. Some are lazy. Keep looking at me. Some ladies don't know how to cook and they don't want to learn how to cook. Won't cook, can't cook, shan't cook, will never cook. Couldn't cook. What a shock. Even when you fry, when you boil water, it burns. What a shock. Ask the lady sitting by you, what type of woman are you? What type of woman are you? I mean, ask her, can you make contomre to you? Can you make contomre? Can you make contomre? Every day, emunangwa, 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 hey! Hello? I said, hello? Are there ladies in this church at all? Are you going to leave the church after here? Is there any man who finds a lady in this church to marry has found gold by the grace of God? Will make you pure gold by the grace of God? Am I talking to anybody here? I tell you, you'll be so precious and priceless that when it comes to engagement, they say the man should bring 6 pieces of cloth. He'll bring 12 because the woman that he has got is so special. Let the ladies receive it in Jesus' name. Let's carry on very quickly. Verse 15. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household. Amen. In other words, a virtuous woman wakes up early. Yes. If any woman who wakes up at 8 a.m., you are disqualified from here. Hallelujah. Am I speaking the truth? How can a woman like you wake up at 8 a.m.? What kind of woman is this? John Wesley's mother, she had 15 children, and every day she prayed for 3 hours. A woman who looks at 15, John Wesley was the last child, and she prayed every day, she prayed for 3 hours. A mother of 15 children. I'm preaching. You cannot use anything as an excuse. You've got to. Bible says that she wakes up in the early in the morning, dawn time, before the light comes up. The woman is out of bed. She's had a quiet time, and then she's making breakfast. Some of you, your husband is the one who bathed the children because you are sleeping. Hey, let's carry on. Let's carry on. I'm dialing somebody's number. Pick the phone and answer the call where you are. It's not easy in the house. Hallelujah. No, I'm telling you. Some of you ladies, even a man washes your underwear for you. A He's a virtuous man. You haven't seen a lazy woman before, you see. You haven't seen a lazy woman before. Let's carry on. Look, I think I should end the service here because I feel I'm getting into problems. All right. Verse 16. She considers a field and bites it. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Now, you see, what he's saying is that the virtuous woman is a planner. She plans. She considers. Some of you in your office, when you hear somebody, we are selling earrings, so let me buy some. Every day you are buying useless things without planning. And today is your day, I tell you, sisters. It's Mother's Day. I'm preaching to the sisters. Some of you, you are bought useless things, you never use them because you don't, and you are broke too. And you owe. You owe the woman who says cloth, the woman who says hair gear, the woman who says necklace. You owe everybody because you don't consider before you buy. I don't mind if some of you squeeze your face. I'm coming to you right where you are. Right where you are. I'm coming there. Yeah. So, you ladies, the shoe you are wearing, you have not finished paying for it. You have not finished paying for the shoes you are wearing. What a shock. You've got to consider, take your time, plan your life. Amen. There's not enough money in the world. But some of you just live, just enjoy. Let me enjoy it. After all, we'll die tomorrow and go, hey! That's not the way to talk. So I'm telling you, she takes her time and plans. It's not every wig that you must buy. Somebody say amen. Amen. If you don't have money to buy red shoes to match the red dress, buy black shoes. Black will match with red, match with green, match with blue, match with yellow, match with pink. That right time will come when you can buy orange shoe to wear to orange dress. But the time is not here. Plan before you buy. And don't buy on credit. Let every sister say amen. Amen. From today, I am banning you from buying on credit. You buy clothes on credit. You buy wig on credit. You buy earring on credit. You buy brassiere on credit. What behavior is that? Brassiere to underwear, you're buying it on credit. I'm preaching. Are you still in church? Allo, stand up. All of you stand up. All of you stand up. I mean, the ladies, stand up. All ladies in Allo, stand up. Yes, is my back covered? Am I covered? Yes. Let me check the earring. Have you paid for this earring? What about the handbag? Have you paid for the handbag? Where's the handbag? Where's your handbag? Have you, how much? Hello. How much is this handbag?
I bought it in Nigeria.
You bought it in the U.S.
Nigeria.
Hello? Hey, give me a microphone. Let me preach. What about, is it your hair or it's a weave on that you're wearing? How much is this weave on you're wearing? Have you paid for it?
Hello.
Yeah. I'm preaching. I'm saying that in this church, I ban every lady from buying earring on credit. You're buying handbag on credit. You're buying panties on credit. You are banned. I said you are banned. Amen. Hey, let's go on quickly. How many of you are still in church? It's a serious moment. Hello? Right, let's go on. I'm just finishing. Verse 17. She girds herself with strength and makes her arm strong. In other words, she's not lazy. Amen. Some people, you hand over all the job to your house help. There are some ladies, everything is done by the house help. Yeah. The children call the house help mother. You don't know why you came to church. Amen. Verse 18. Okay, ladies, sit down. Verse 18. Hey, who said? What did you say? I said thank you. Ah, you're lucky. Verse 18. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. Amen. Every woman must be helpful financially. Don't be someone who's 100% dependent on a man. That's very important. Don't be 100% dependent. If you have to buy part, the man must give you money. You must find a way. Even if you're a house help, find a way to earn a little money to support and supplement what is going on. Say amen. Amen. The place is getting hot. Pray and ask God for ideas. What can you, it cannot be that everything, and so the day the man is angry, you cannot even buy pad when you have a period. What behavior is that? You must try to also work and do to supplement and to help in the house. Very good message. Amen. Look at verse 10. Look, beautiful. Verse 18. Are we on 18? 19. Quickly. Who is the one? She stretched out her hand to the distaff, and her hand grabbed the spindle. In other words, she learns a trade. You see, you may not have a certain level of education, but you can learn how to do something. You can learn how to make soap. And then earn something else. You can learn how to make beads. You can learn something. Bible said that her hands are active. You may not have maybe because some of you are looking at the children, you may not have time to do a secular job, but you can learn some, when the children are asleep, you can learn how to sew. You can learn how to make something, make a flower. You can learn how to make beads. Let your hand become active. Those who are clapping are Christians. Amen. Learn something. You cannot sit back and say that, oh, because I didn't get a job at Ministry of Finance, I'm not doing anything. The Bible said her hands, look at it. She stretched her hands to the distaff and her hand grasped the spindle. Weaving, doing something. There's so many things you can learn if you're serious. You cannot sit and say that, I don't have a job. Every day, I don't have a job. Every day, oh, can a man give me, I'm going there, you're going out, you can give me five CDs. No! You brought yourself. I'm finishing now. Verse 20. Today is Mother's Day. Tell somebody, you see, saying happy Mother's Day. Tell her, happy Mother's Day. This is Mother's Day's message. Amen. Verse 20. She extends her hand to the poor. In other words, the virtuous man is kind. Yes, she stretches her hand to the poor and she stretches out her hand to the needy. Every woman must learn to be kind and hospitable. Amen. Be what? Kind and what? Hospitable. There's some married women, your husband's mother or sisters cannot come to the house. Oh, today is the day, I tell you. They are your husband's mother is afraid of you. They can't come there. I'm telling you. Your husband's sisters cannot come there. Your husband cannot help anybody. Even when your husband is giving money, he has to hide it because if my wife sees, she will not agree. I know what I'm talking about. I've been a pastor for almost 30 years. I know what I'm talking about. It's a serious message I'm preaching. Because of you, the man cannot do anything. One day, a gentleman got up in church. We're raising funds. When he got up to give, the wife said, come on, sit down. Where are you going? Pull the man's head. as a church, she came to tell Bishop that, oh, Bishop, we wish we can give, oh, but you know how life is. Liar! May kindness be found in you. I said, may kindness be found in you. I'm telling you. Let's jump to 22. She's not afraid of the snow. Okay, 22. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Amen. I said amen. Another thing about the virtuous mother, she dresses well and she is attractive. It don't have to use all, you don't need a lot of money to dress well. Somebody say amen. She dresses well and she's attractive. Oh, what a word. Are you still in church? Some ladies, in fact, some married ladies, since you married, you have not changed even your 90. You haven't changed your 90. It's only when you're coming out that we see you dressed, but in the house, you are worse than I don't know how to describe it. In the house, when we see you in the house, we cannot recognize you. When you're coming to church, then you wear your hat, I mean your wig, you wear it like that. But when we see you actually while you are in the house, we wonder, hey! No, this cannot be the sister who is. No. But when you're coming, you wear, you take your hat, sorry, your wig, you put it on your head like that. But what is under the wig? It's not easy in the house. Are you there? Go home. I don't want to say some things because some of you are children. We are fishing, I see everything. No, I don't want to say it. Some of you are young, you are children in the church. What a word. How many of you are sitting here? Dress well for your husband. Dress well so we can see the nice dresses. And dress well thoroughly, properly. Amen. And it's too expensive. The other day, a lady in church, she showed me a pair of shoes that she bought. When I tried to guess the price, I said that this shoe will be at least 60 cedis. She said, oh, it's 5 cedis. And it was very nice. If you like, come to me. I'll show you where you can get nice shoes for 5 cedis. And you can wear it. Yes. And it will last. This is a sitting, I can see her right now. Very nice shoe. I saluted her. I wanted to go and buy some for my wife, but anyway, let's carry on. You must dress well. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Sisters, dress well. Can I have an amen? Amen? And people also, when they marry, they stop dressing well. And when you're walking with their husband, they look like the husband's mother. Hey, let's get serious. That's it. Hallelujah. Say the men should buy for you. Okay. The next one, 23. We are ending. I've said 7 times. They were ending now. Verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates. Amen. When he sits among the elders of the land. In other words, you must make sure that your husband is presentable. I told the lady the other day that this is your beloved. Don't allow him to wear this type of shirts. When he comes to visit, he said, don't know this shirt, you can't wear it to church. And some of you, we men, we like some things. Maybe a shirt that is, or you just like the shirts. I said, look, I told the wife that hide those shirts, the man will not see it again. Because when the man wears it and following, it's not nice. So you, the wife, sees the shirts. Said, "You, the man just can't find it. That's it. Make sure your husband is, what did I say? Your husband will not allow. There'll be a fight in the house. I tell you, it's very important. Say amen. Very important. You got something that said, no, you can't wear this. It's not good. You've got to buy deodorant for your husband. Because only you can tell your husband that you are smelling. Deodorant is very good. If your husband's mouth is smelly, tell him, look, we are going to in public. Try and brush your teeth now. Because you must make sure your husband is presentable. Hello? Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Jump to 26 and then we are closing. 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, not with foolishness. She opens her mouth with what? With what? I can't hear. With what? With what? She opens her mouth with wisdom. Hallelujah. She speaks wisdom, not foolishness. Amen. Every woman, don't be known for your hand talk language. Sort of, you when you speak, you cut into the wound, into the inside of the man. Because women, they can talk. When the woman is insulting you, just a simple thing. They can damn you. You now you know that you are nothing. And then they will add it too. May you open your mouth with wisdom in the name of Jesus. Am I speaking to anybody here? Let wisdom come out of your mouth. Not insults. Not rudeness. Amen. Don't be rude to a man. Whether your husband or what, don't be rude to anybody. It doesn't pay to be rude. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Don't be known to be a rude person. It doesn't pay off. Amen. It doesn't add anything to you're just going to be rude. Say, hey, it's all about way. Can I sample? But then we see here. Look at testimony. It's a very bad testimony. Amen. Lay your hands on a sister. Cast out every rudeness, every stupidity from her. Cast it out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Catherine Johnson, are you there? Don't be rude. It just doesn't pay off. Bless God. I don't think you are rude. Amen. I said amen. Are you there? And then as we end, we see how what is being said here. 28. Okay, 27. 27. She looks well to the ways of her household. Ozinifiasam. She is not a gossip. Today is Mother's Day, I tell you. The woman is not a gossip. She looks well into the ways of her household. Some of you, you're always looking at somebody's household. Hey, what's happening in this house? Have you heard? Ziwufiasam. And stop talking about other people's matter. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Some of you ladies, you're always gossiping about somebody else. Hey, have you heard this? Every problem, you are inside every gossip problem. Ziwufiasam. I said, do what? Ziwufiasam. The matter, you chop your home own house matter. And stop talking about, hey, have you heard that she's got the beloved that she's got? Is somebody beloved though? And then, hey, who are you going with all this story? Hey, you see now, I saw them, they were walking, and then me, I know, that guy, he was actually going to marry Julie, and then this guy, she was, story about, what are you talking about? Ziwufie Asem. She looks into your own matter. Akaba ladies, are you still here? Why should they be called among Akaba ladies? The person said this and said this. Hey, where are you going? What are you going with this? Sweet metals. Why should you stand up? Sweet metals, stand up. Sweet metals, stand up. Say, look at, see, you see the wig that she's wearing. I hear that she borrowed it too. Hey! Why should you quarrel among yourselves? What do you gain by gossip and stories that you cannot verify? I mean, what are you gaining from with this? How come any group with a lot of ladies always has issues? Why is it that way? Any group with a lot of ladies always have issues. Why must that be the case? Why must that be the case? I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Why must it be the case? What a word. Ladies, are you here of Go Home? I said, Zufie Asem. From today, anybody who can tell you that, hey, you see, the way Jiri was looking at you, I'm sure, hey, Zufie. Clap your hands for the Lord. Any gossip is an idle person. I say, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Those who have a lot of time, they talk about everything and they are idle. But 28 is coming, we're coming home 28. Bible says, her children rise up and bless her. May your children bless you. I say, may your children bless you. May your children bless you. Amen. Look, I'm telling every woman here, even if you are a single parent, don't insult your child's father to your child. One day the child will turn against you, you'll be surprised. One day the child will turn against you. You say, your father was a very foolish man. He didn't. Listen to me. It's a baby. You're pumping poison into the child. I'm telling you, if the child hates the father, one day he'll turn the hatred against you. Even if your husband didn't treat you or the man didn't treat you well, don't pump that poison into the child. Tell me, because one day that child, now you think that you want the child on your side, the child can tell. I've seen it over and over again. Over and over again. Tell you, may your children praise you. I said, may your children rise up and praise you. Hallelujah. And the husband also praises her. And the Bible says, verse 20, verse 30. Thank you, Jesus. 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But the woman who fears the Lord, with all that you ever do, may the fear of God guide you. May the fear of God lead you. May you be a woman who is virtuous and fears the Lord. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is vain. Look at our mothers. Who are gone beyond 75, 80 and so on. You can then look at their picture. I went to my mother 3 days ago. And when I went there, I saw her picture. Young, when she was maybe in her late 40s. And she looked, her face was smooth. Beautiful and smooth. And now she is in her 80s. And I could see the disparity. That's why when people die, you see the young and the old. Beautiful people. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But the who fears the Lord, she will always be praised. Stand to your feet. Lift your two hands to the Lord. Everybody lift your two hands to the Lord and let's pray. Let's pray. Yeah, lift your hands as we close the service. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Ask God to have his way. Talk to him. Everybody lift your hands up. Every sister, every mother, everyone, every young lady, wherever you are, pray to God and say, Lord, may I be virtuous. Take away things in my life that disqualifies me. And everybody pray and say, Lord, I pray that in my relationship, may you lead me to good people. And Lord, may I not add on and destroy other people. Everyone lift your hands and talk to God now. Karonda shaka bahatosi. Zimrando rabaka bahato. Zimakabande. Rebi katoshi. Zimrando. Karondi shabandi. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lift your hands up. Let me pray. Every sister in particular, lift your hands up. Let me pray for the ladies. Father, I commend every lady who has lifted their hands into your hand. I commend them and I commend their lives. I pray that these women in this church will be beautiful spiritually, beautiful inside, beautiful with kindness, beautiful with virtue from heaven. I bless every lady in this church with strength and with grace. I bless you with wisdom. I bless you with the goodness of the Lord. I bless you with what only God can give. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the sisters and the ladies in this church will be outstanding in offices, outstanding in their school, outstanding in society. May their lives shine brighter and brighter. Amen. May their lives shine brighter and brighter. Amen. Bless every mother here. Bless every sister here. Today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, I pray for these ones. May they become virtuous. Pour into them your anointing. Pour into them your grace. Make them more than ever useful in your kingdom. And let your name be glorified in their lives. I give you thanks and I give you praise for all these wonderful women in this church and here today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Now, I want you to join your hands to somebody to your left or your right. Join your hand very quickly. Join your hand. And pray for just 30 seconds. Whether a man or woman, pray for the hand you are holding. I want to pray and say, Lord, may we live for you. May our life please you. Amen. May his life, may her life please you. Amen. Take control of his life. Take control of her life. Yes. Lord, we pray for. Yes. I pray for my sister. I pray for my brother. Yes. I pray for your blessing. I pray for your help. I pray for your favor. I pray for your goodness. I pray for your kindness. Makorandi sabato. Shibahandini makatazi. Zimbrondo frakita rambi korabanta. Rabahakatuma kisata. In the name of Jesus. Be glorified, O God. Be glorified, O God. In the life of everybody here. Thank you, Lord.
I want to be more like you. Jesus, I want to be more like you. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be a vessel you work through. Oh, I want to be.
Lift your hands and sing it for the last time, everybody. Come on.
Be a vessel you work through. I want to be more like you.
Now close your eyes with me as we end the service. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you are here today, you want to say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. Maybe somebody invited you to this service, but you are not sure you are born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Today, this Sunday afternoon, I want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I want Jesus to take control of my life. Pray for me today. If you're here this morning and you need Jesus, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. Lift your right hand up. God bless you. Lift it up. Lift it high, high, high. Let it go higher than your head. We are praying and we are closing now. I see so many hands. Lift it higher than your head. Today is your day of salvation. Come to Jesus now and let him change your life forever. Father, look at every hand that is lifted. If you want to join them quickly. Lord, look at every hand that is lifted. I pray that today you rule and reign in their hearts. In Jesus' name. If you have lifted your hand up, can you please come to me in the front here? Just come.
Happy day. Happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, he taught me washed my sins away.
Close your eyes with me and let's all say this prayer. The whole church, join us as we pray. Say, Heavenly Father. Say it after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning.
I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
From today,
I promise
to serve you.
To serve you.
I promise
to walk with you.
I promise to trust in you.
To trust in you.
The rest of my life. Oh Jesus. From today,
I belong to you.
Help me to serve you,
all
the days of my life.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer. From this moment,
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless all of you. Clap your hands for all these wonderful people here. Thank God for you. Amen. It's a day of a new beginning. I want to talk to you and give you a little book as a present. So I'll ask all of you to go with our sister waving a hand there. I kindly ask all of you to go this way. Talk to you and you come back shortly. All right. Clap your hands for them as they go.
He taught me how to watch and pray and
every day when Jesus was.